Happy to be back here again, and I believe it started in Manchester, and here in London. The best way to start the day, of course, is in the Torah. The topic that I was given is Kiruv Krovim. So Kiruv Krovim has two meanings to it. Kiruv Krovim means ourselves, our children, our Talmidim, as opposed to Kiruv Rechokim, which means people who are unaffiliated with Yiddishkeit b'chlal. And what do we do? Well, first of all, let's try to establish exactly where we're holding in the world. How close are we? How close are we? How korov are we? And when we talk about closeness, the Kodesh Baruch Hu decides how close we are. Korov ata b'ficha v'rochreik b'kil yosef. You may feel close in your mouth. You come to shul and you start davening. Baruch ata Hashem, talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and with your mouth, you're close. V'rochreik b'kil yosef. But you're far. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is b'ichein kloyos v'leiv. So the Kodesh Baruch himself puts his finger, kaviyochol, on what closeness means by according to how close you are, kil yosecha, and your kidneys and your pneumias. How close are you inside? Now, if there's a way of measuring it, if we had some electrocardiogram to go inside and see how close are you to the Kodesh Baruch, wouldn't that be, I don't know, it could be too frightening, it could be with the scare us off, it could be bigger to Yush. Oh my goodness, how many light years away? Oh my goodness, I thought I was close. So then, that is what we're talking about now. We're talking about Pnimius. Close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Pnimius. The parsha we just read yesterday here in London, Ha'aloscha. We're talking about Aaron, and Aaron was said Chosho Daitoy, and Rashi Amar LaKodesh Baruch Hu Chayecha Shecha Gedolim Shelahem Shatam Madlik Umeiti V'Taneiros. Of course, the Rabban, everybody's question: why was Aaron appeased by the Neiros? And some of the Darshanim say that the Kavan Rabban is his trust. Some Darshanim say that since they koyen ishmeru das, we're talking about the objective, the work of a kohen in teaching Yiddish kinder, halishchas haneirois, that you light up the souls of Yiddish kinder, shatomadlik umeitiv es haneirois, which of course is shechag gadolah mishalohem. There's nothing bigger in the world than lighting up the souls of Yiddish kinder. But in lighting up the souls of Yiddish kinder, it says Baha'aloischa. It says Rashi Hashem Shahalav Oile Shetzorich Lahadlik Achtehe Shalheves Oile Me Eileha. You have to make sure that you haven't finished your hadlaka until what's inside has enough inner power and inner strength and inner light to oile me'eleho. And this is where we have to come in with chinuch bonim and chinuch children, chinuch talmidim and chinuch of ourselves. Do I really want to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Do I have shalheves oile me'eleho? Is it there? Or is it pushing it from the outside? There's an awesome moshel in Madrega Sa'odam of the altar from the Varduk. And he talks about the clock that many shuls have that tell you the time of Hadlokas Neos or Zman Kriyashma. And the clock, every week they come, they see the clock changes because the Shamash changes it. But what does he do? How does that clock work? It's not in a mechanism. The Shamash has to go and take the hands of the clock and move it. It's not much of a clock, is it? It's simply as much as moved from the outside, that's what happens. But a real clock is one that, you know, tells time by itself without the Shamash moving his hand. So that's what chinuch, that's the shayla of chinuch. Are you just moving the hands from the outside? There are many times people raise children. You must do this and you must do that and you must do this and they're doing it and they're doing it and the father is doing it or the Rebbe is doing it and the child is doing it. I must do this and the Rebbe and the father moving the hands and make sure you put them, make sure you dress properly and make sure you have your kapel on and make sure you put on tefillin and make sure you do this and make sure you do this and then you go to school and make sure you learn and sit and learn. All from the outside. And there's nothing inside. There's no shalheves inside. It's like the clock, which has to start thinking about what makes us tick, or are we bichlal ticking? And there's so many talmidim and children that are going through the motions because they are the parents of the Rebbe are successfully moving the outside, and there's nothing inside. Or I should say, of course, there is something inside, but it's not what you want. You know what may be inside? If there's no Torah inside, if there's no Ratzon, if there's no Tshuka, if there's no Cheshek for Avodas Hashem, I'll tell you what's inside. The Torah tells us what's inside. Basafsuf Asher Bekirboi Tisavu Taiva. And Asher Bekirboi means, of course, what's inside. So literally it means Asafsuf Asher Bekirboi within Kai Yisrael, the Erev Rav. But it also means Asafsuf Asher Bekirboi, what we have inside of us, our natural tendencies, our natural inclinations. Asafsuf, every single Yid, has inside of him an Asafsuf inside of him that's Mitzaveh Taiva. That's what's inside. That's the default. That's the norm. Now, there was a time not so long ago that taivas were pretty limited to Klal Yisrael. When the Yidden grew up in the Shtetlach, they were very poor and there wasn't much available. There wasn't much taiva. You know what the taiva was then? A stick of boy, a piece of bread. There was, the people, the Yidden were very poor. Your Vedas told you, I'm sure, how it was. They were poor people. They had They toiled hard for a shtickel broit, a little bit of bread, some little bit of more, maybe, perhaps. That's all there was. There were no fancy cars. There was no internet. There were no DVDs. There were no cell phones, third generation cell phones, with who knows what's in it. There wasn't, that didn't exist. They didn't have this music and reading material. They didn't have any of that. There were no cinemas. The taiva was very limited. It's a different world today. Today, you know, let me explain the generation we're living in. We're living in the taiva generation. This is it. And I hope that we've reached already the zenith or the nadir, which one to say about the taivas. Both words will have the appropriate. Now, the reason we're in this generation, this is the type of generation, because this is the generation of choice. This is the generation that's going to bring the Mashiach to King, okay? To Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the generation that we have to contend with these taivas. The taivas, not only are the taivas greater than ever before, but they're also accessible and available to anybody. At one time, there were no Jews allowed. If anything was there already, no Jews were allowed. Now, a Jew can go anywhere. You don't have to go too far. You can just open up an internet or a cell phone and just fly off anywhere into Haim Rava, Hashem Yirachim. And we have to try to get from the Sabu Taiva to Shalheves Oile Beheleha to want Ruchnius, to want his Karbus to the Kodesh Baruch. That is our goal, not just the chitzenis. Now, the Chelos HaLevavos in Shara Avodas Elokim describes two types of Avodas Hashem. He says there's Avoda mitzad ha'oras ha'teira, which is miyuchad for ketanim v'noshim. The Torah says you must do this. And then there's ha'ora mitzad ha'seichel that the seichel wants to do it. That's his ratzon, that's his taiva, that's his tshuka. He wants to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wants to come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, the avodah hanirtzeis, is the ha'oras ha'seichel, that the person should come to the madrega that he wants to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his yearning. That's his passion. That's what he has inside. That is the pure avodah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. He says that's koroiv la avodat ha'anevim va'avodat ha'kdoshim sh'avodah me'yava. Now, what happens to the other noshim and ketanim? Now, ketanim doesn't just mean till the age of 13. Ketanim means till a person reaches maturity in his pnimius that he wants to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu on his own. Until then, he's a cotton. He says, a person, of course, you must go through the motions. You must make sure that your child does it without understanding because he's not mature enough, he can't understand it. You have to go through the motions. They shouldn't grow up a Ben Beli Dan. They shouldn't grow up without any Yiddishkeit. Can't expect my 13 all of a sudden to adopt Yiddishkeit. But what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, what he created us for, the tachlis of creation, is the avodas Hashem, that we want to do it, that we yearn to do it. So our task is the hardest task of a Jew ever since Klal Yisrael were created. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it easier in one way. He made it easier that there's something called the Torah world. There are Haredim, there are Bnei Torah, there are Shiurim, there are Shuls. It's amazing. It's amazing how the Torah world has spread. Pure Torah, authentic Torah. It was unbelievable. When I grew up, it didn't exist. I'm sure those people in London know that. How was London 50 years ago? Not what it was today. I'm coming from a modern Orthodox background in Long Island, and there were two shuls, one modern Orthodox and one super left wing modern Orthodox. That's what there was. Now all that has changed. It's no longer there. The super left wing modern Orthodox fell to the Haredim, to the blacks. It fell. The other modern Orthodox went moved to the right, and now there are three giant yeshivas, and there are rebbes and shtiblach, and there are kollelim, and there's Yigalach with Payas. It's a different world. And all over the surrounding areas, which we never even saw from Yid 30, 40 years ago, now there's Shtiblach and Yeshivas growing all over. So Baruch Hashem, that this is the right thing to do, we have. The Chitzayni is easier than ever before. And for us to get, when I was a child, for us to get Chol of Yisrael milk, you have to go to Brooklyn to get it. It wasn't existent. Other things, forget about. Now you can get Kol Taivos Olam Hazeh Klal Kosher and Chol of Yisrael. It's all there. You don't have to go too far. You have your choice of which one. The difficult choice. Which one should I go today? Chinese or which today? Which Taiva Kol of Yisrael Klal Kosher? So Bitzarechon, it's easier because Prunkite is easier. In other words, the chitzonius of being from, and the Ashurim, there's this wonderful study the Torah way, and then you can get it afterward, you can download all the wonderful Shurim. You can hear Shurim anytime, anywhere. I was in America and I saw there's a train from Far Rockaway where I rode up to Manhattan, and it said, choose your car on the train, car number one, live shear from Rabbi Flory in Daf Yomi. Car number two, shear, live shear in Mishneh Berurah. Car number three, live shear in Parshas HaShavua, everyday part of the portion. Car number four, with your earphones, quiet learning from your CD players, your MP3s and all that. Choose your car, which one you want to do. That's easier to make the right time. But that's Chitzonius. But the Pnimius is harder than ever before. It's so much harder. Because it's at Hasafsuf Asher Bekilboy Hisavu Taiba. The Taibas glitter and they glisten and they're all over the place and they beckon and they're all available. And everybody has friends that are deep into it. And it spreads so easily. Instant. The Taibas are instant. And Avodas Hashem, it needs a lot of hard work. But this is where we have to focus. We have to focus that the burning, the ner, the Yiddish Alich with inside of us, the Pnimius, the Kloyois Valev, cry out, someone Nafshi Lelukim Lekel. That's when you've succeeded in Kiyum of Kloyvim. When it's no longer Chitzonius, but the Pnimius has taken over instead of the Savu type. In the same parasha, we had something that the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts on a pedestal, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is what I want. You see this? Here's the Savu Taiva. And look at this. Anashim asher hayu temeim nefesh adam, or they were rechaikim, and they said, Loma nigora. We don't want to be second rate citizens. We don't want to lose out. But wait a second. You're potter. Kein Pesach, you're potter. Not only that, they're potter for a good reason. They're a mitzvah. I see the mitzvah. You're part of the mitzvah. What do you want? What do you mean, what do I want? I'm losing a mitzvah. You know what a mitzvah is? A mitzvah is a tikkun for my neshama. A mitzvah changes me. A mitzvah makes me better. A mitzvah, we have the oivai shechakmeini means we have to learn from the ra, we have to see the toy. From the choshev, we have to see the or. There's something called drugs. It never was before until I don't know how many years ago. It just almost didn't exist, except like maybe, I think Sherlock Holmes was a cocaine addict. Other than him, I don't think there were too many in the world. Now Hashem Yerachim is all over the place. People want to get high. They want to get high. Instant. Just like that. They want to get high. So even like Chachmeini means you have to learn how to get high on Luchni. We want to feel something. We want to be uplifted. Because the Rebbe wants us to be very high. Because the Rebbe definitely wants that from us. Only he said, here is Zelu Mazeh. This is what the Sutton offers. They get high. And this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu has. Lama Nigoga means I'm missing a certain pep pill, a certain type of a drug my neshama is missing. I want it. It's a thirst. Now, ingrown in the neshama, I said the default is hasafsuf hasher bekir ba yisavu taivo. That's the goof. The goof wants taivois. That's what the goof wants. But you know what? More stronger than the goof's rutzon for taivois, deep in our neshama doesn't want taivois. Once we are aware of the fact that we are really, I don't want to say we're schizophrenic, but we're two people. Or we're a goof and we are neshama, or I should say we are the neshama and our neshama has a temporary goof. And when you come to find out who you are, you look in the mirror, you don't see yourself, because all you can see is the goof that the Kodesh Baruch Hu enclosed your neshama with in this Gilgul. But that's not you. First of all, nobody's came here the first time. We're all Gilgul. And Arizal said a couple hundred years ago, there are no new neshamas. This is the clothing. Like on Shabbos you wear this clothing, the weekdays you wear this clothing, on Purim you wear this clothing, when you go play tennis you wear other clothing. There's different clothing. You're not a different person. That's just you change your clothing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu calls our guf our clothing. This is our clothing. We are the neshama. We are the neshama. The neshama doesn't have any taiva. The neshama has one taiva. The neshama has one taiva that doesn't give up on someone. Nafshi lelokim lekel choy mosay oboy beiroya b'nei elokim. This is something the neshama yearns for. The neshama wants it. This is ingrown in the neshama. But you know what happens? You know, after a while, if a person doesn't get it, the neshama doesn't get it, it just almost dies out. It doesn't die out totally, because there's always this pintle yid that's always there, that the spark that can always be ignited. Pintle yid is never extinguished, but the pintle yid, if everything else, if the person follows his goof and his tie voice, and that's what he lets himself be drawn into, so the neshama just loses, and the neshama, after a while, you don't even feel your tzoma nafshi lelokim. And it becomes a sasuf asher v'kir bo yisavu taiva. But if a person connects to the neshama, person is aware, I am really the neshama, because who am I? There's something permanent, something ephemeral. The neshama is permanent, it's nitzchiyus. And the goof, after I take it off, it's put into the closet. Into the adama, ofarata lafatashu. Your goof is returned to the closet where it came from in the Beis HaKvovos, and the neshama lives forever. And your neshama wants kirvas elokim. Now, many people get mixed up with the signals. Sometimes the neshama is still alive, and the neshama has a ratzon, and it's screaming, and it's hungry and thirsty, and a person doesn't understand that this hunger is coming from the neshama. He thinks it's coming from his guf. So he feeds it with taibos. Because since Chet Olam HaRishon, all of this became intermixed. Before Chet Olam HaRishon, the Mefarshim HaMasbir, Adam HaRishon was makir that the guf and the neshama are two separate things totally. He realized that the guf was like an animal that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him, a two-legged animal that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the neshama to move him around. And he didn't feel any, the tibus of the guf said, I must eat, I will feed you my animal. The Gemara says, Bov, Hillel said, Snigmo chesed lahada alufta. The goof has to be fed. You have to give it, and you have to feed it. But then, when Adam HaRishon ate from Eitz HaDaas, what happened was that the whole difference between the goof and the neshama became unclear, and now the goof and the neshama seem like one. Yodea Toivo Ra, and the neshama, the goof, the seichel all becomes, and a person forgets or doesn't realize that they're two separate things. And therefore, he thinks that what the goof wants, the taiva that the safsuv Hashem Rekirvoy wants, I want. That's not true. You don't want it. You don't want it. It's the animal that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you to carry you around that wants it. Now, what if a person's animal, person has a horse, trusty horse, this is his livelihood, he has a horse and a wagon, and he's going to bring down his to the water to hose the horse and the hay to eat. And all of a sudden, the horse opens his mouth and says, "Excuse me, master, no more hay. I'm going on strike. I want steak and champagne and strawberry shortcake for dessert. And forget, throw the hose away. I want a jacuzzi with Parisian bubble bath." That's what the horse said. So the master, "Oh, of course, my horse. Absolutely." Taking it off. No. So the boss goes in and takes his whip. "You're the horse, I'm the boss. You're gonna eat this or you're gonna starve. Got it? Don't forget, you're only the horse and I'm the boss. And I got a whip, you see? Misbehave." But we don't do that. When our horse asks for all kinds of foolish things, we go run and do it. Because we're not aware that it's the horse that's asking it. We think we have this mistake. We think, I want this. You want it. Your horse wants it. And let me tell you what your horse might want. I'll tell you the story. I said it in Manchester last February here. I didn't say it. There are these, it's a Motzoi Shabbos. And there's this hotel, a God kosher hotel somewhere, 5-star God kosher hotel, and every Shabbos they have either a Sheva Brachos or an Ofruf or whatever, and they have a few hundred guests, and the caterer, well, of course the arm and the leg, but every Motzoi Shabbos, what they throw away from there, the food, you know, all the kind of fishes and liver and meat and all. Now the word got around to the cats in the area, but every Motzoi Shabbos it's cats Malava Malka, the gala cats Malava. And for miles away they come, hundreds of cats, the mothers and the children and the fathers, they all come, and they wait and look at, they're counting the stars, 2 stars, 3 stars. And they're never disappointed. Sure enough, they found out, and the cats, they jump into the garbage and they dance, they sing to mirrors, and they eat glee. It's got ages of cats, and whoever didn't see that, it's now they have these two ruffians, these two lowlifes, it's a Saturday night and they want to have a blast. So they're going out and they're passing by, and they see the cats who have their eyes are just shining with glee and ecstasy and having such a good time in the garbage there. So one tells the other one, "Hey guy, hey man, you know what? Have a good time, yeah? Let's go jump in with the cats. Look how good time the cats have." The other one says, "Get out of your mind, man. Those be cats. We be humans. What kicks for cats, it kicks for humans, man." That is exactly how you look. You know, what the goyim enjoy, because they just pander to their goof. We have to say what kicks for goyim is not for the Yiddish and the Shoma. Because we were given something else. We were given Kedusha, Skagus Lashem, Zveikus. How do you get it? Every mitzvah brings us closer. Torah is the biggest of all. Tefillah is fantastic. Tamu ve'u ki toiv Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu challenges us. Taste ruchnius. Taste it and you'll see how delicious it is. Taste it. And you're going to want more and more and more. And that's what we have to do. The karet is hakoivim to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in our pneumius. It should be not rochai to kill your seyem, but koroi bekil yoseyem. The tzoma nafshi lelukim lekel choi. Wasei ovoi ve'eroi tenei elukim. I want some shechina. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu put us in this world. I heard from Rav Volbe, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a special drosha for the Chanchim, that the Mizil Shishorim is Odom lo nivra el lesanig al Hashem. Now of course the Mizil Shishorim says the Iker Bochem is the next world. But yet in this world as well, a person is mesanig al Hashem. Oineg v'simcha, you know what Yiddishkeit is? A Yiddishkeit is oineg v'simcha for the neshama. L'saneg al Hashem. Kirvas Elokim litoi. You know how wonderful a Torah, you know how zis it is to do a mitzvah and to do the kavana and let your neshama drink in the shechina that's involved in this mitzvah. To learn the Heilige Torah, but open your neshama after the Torah. Don't just do what the chitzoni is. Feel that it's karvas l'Hashem. Feel Kirvas Elokim litoi, there's nothing on earth like Kirvas Elokim. And then, instead of the taiva, for what the goyim want and the goof wants and the cat garbage, then the tzoma nafshi l'Elokim can come out. I want more of that. Then we kind of want to get high on ruchnius. Want to get high on Torah. Want to get high. Koroi b'kil yoseim. You have to make it inside. The pnimi is. The karev is hakrevim inside. This karev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvas Elokim litoiv. You know what kirov krevim means? That the karev is magish. Kirvas Elokim litoiv. It's better than all the cat garbage. Anything out there. Only the tiniest stuff I goof could want. It's tasty. It's better. And it's real and it works. You have to work on it. And you have to see it and taste it, and tamo. It only happens when you taste it. Tamo goes to pray. I'd like to end up with a story that I enjoy telling so much about. In this, having the first year I was a mechanech, and a professor, an anti-religious professor, taught me something very important. He taught me there was a chassan of one of our talmidim was about tshuva, and his father was a big mechanech. He was a big educator in California, UCLA, and he was a big anti-religious person. Something came about Shul, no, but all the time. He was very upset. He was a big professor. And he came, his son got married. Comes to his son's wedding. And it was the B'nai Torah were dancing with joy and glee like B'nai Torah, only B'nai Torah could do. And he was watching it, and his face was so perturbed. He just was so. And I was ready to ask him, what, something bothering you for something you ate? Son comes over to me and says, "Rabbi, tell me the truth. Are these boys on drugs?" I said, "How did you guess, Professor? As a matter of fact, they are." He said, then he smiled. "I knew it." I said, "So you don't know. You don't know. You're in the wrong world. You don't know I'm famous. I'm a famous educator. And these college-age children, you know, like I see over here, you know, they can't reach this amount of joy and glee without drugs. This can't be done. What drug are they on now?" I said, "Professor, we have a drug called Taylor. Give the biggest high man to reach." All of these young men, and all your son and all his friends, they're all addicts of it. They just want more and more. They don't want to get high all the time on this drug called Tefillin. It's just an awesome drug. But don't fret, Professor, because the big difference between this drug and your student's drug. Well, first of all, your student's drugs are illegal. And very illegal. Number two, Professor, the drugs that your students shoot up on make $1,000 an ounce. It's very expensive, you know. And third, it's free. Free. In one way, there's that is similarity, but in one way, you know, your drugs have after effects. You shoot up high tonight and drop dead tomorrow. And Torah also has an after effect for the future. What is it, Rabbi? It's called Olam Haba. You know, he's a high in this world. Ashrecha Olam Haba. The Torah Olam Haba. So it's a different type of after effect. It's a very positive one. And I was just starting out teaching them. I walked home that night. The professor taught me something so important. He taught me that we have what they don't have. That's some, you know, artificial, you know, nothing. And we have high on Yiddishkeit. High on Torah. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be Loma Nigora, missing out. I can't miss a Shachris in Tzibur. I can't miss a Mincha because not the same. My Neshama needs it. I want to stay high. I want to feel close. I want to feel the sweetness of Kiras Alukim lead to it. And you can do that with children after. You can't start that too young, but as soon as you can, you start. Sounds very good to be a Yid. Not that you must. Of course, in the beginning, when he's too young, he can't understand, and you must. And make sure he does it. And then little by little, Tamu Vilu, try to get him to understand the premium of how deep he is, how every mitzvah is so beautiful, how Teva so gelalde, how Kivas Elohim Nitoy, and how he really is his neshama, and the neshama really wants this. Neshama really wants this, and that's Baal Yitzchak Haneiros. Achet Eishal Heves Oyle Bialeho. You're not Yitzchak igniting the candle until inside that nair it's burning on its own. Just wants to go up on its own, and that's what you could do. Shato Madli Kumeiti Ves Haneiros. Rosh Baruch Hu should bench all of us. So we take ourselves first of all, carrying ourselves to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then to light up Yiddish and Neshamas, whether they're our children, our grandchildren, our Talmidim, our neighbors, our friends, until all of Klal Yisrael are serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and all Klal Yisrael are following their Gvaldiket Simayin Tzomonavshi Lelukim, and until all of Klal Yisrael realize and understand that only Kirvat Elohim Li Toiv, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, Koroiv Atev Bekil Yosef.